I'm sitting here thinking about the farmers. I mean, how nice is this for them? Out there doing a little harvest.
Is your eye in the corn out?
Is your dad rolling right now?
No, absolutely.
Or is he done?
This is his, what, 18-hour days he's got going now?
Man.
But at least it's dry.
Exactly.
It was wet up north for a while, but that hasn't been a problem down here. It's been dry down here pretty much all year.
Now, will you go home on the weekends and help him, or?
No.
Why not?
I have a job.
Do you go home on the weekends and just sit on your butt and watch TV while he's out working?
I will be this weekend.
Yes!
Absolutely.
Will he get mad at you?
No, he's probably jealous.
Yeah.
Hey, I chose my career path. He chose his.
Good call. All right. It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5.
Giving him the third degree over here.
95.3, the new Connect FM.
Where are you going with
this? Thought you'd be a nice son and just help out.
Yeah, but that is tricky because, and Jeremy, tell me if this is true or not, but for instance, I'm renting a house.
Right.
All right, that my parents are trying to get in real estate, so I'm renting it from them.
Okay.
Now, they occasionally want to do some home improvement type things, and my initial instinct is to ask, do you want any help? But
you'd rather not because that's their job.
Well, that's more than half of it. And then the other part of it is that small guilt. But then you think, well, wait a second, that's not my
Once you move out of their house.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can help. You can help with certain things.
You can help.
He's got his business.
Well, listen, there's somebody we need to get on the phone here. Because, or on the air, because she's been sitting here listening to us chat.
Oh, that's right.
We can ask her about her parents.
Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. You can read her at nwherald.com. Megan, do you still help your parents with things?
When I get guilt tripped into it, yes.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice.
She's a better child than me or Jeremy, pretty much.
Well, I love it. Well, Megan, you cover the Cubs. You cover the White Sox during the season. Of course, that is done, but some breaking news yesterday, and I don't know that I've ever seen my buddy Jeremy here as peeved as he was yesterday when he heard the news about Robin Ventura.
Yeah, it took pretty much everyone that I know by surprise. It was definitely a move out of left field, and it's probably his riskiest, Kenny Williams' riskiest and boldest move yet, because really, if this decision fails, I don't know how he keeps his job at this point.
Yeah, this is Kenny's team now. No longer can you use Ozzy as an excuse, which is why I find this thing interesting. It seems like, I said yesterday, it seemed like Kenny went out, found his yes man that, you know, he wanted, because for the last 8 years, he's been combative, at least the last 4 years, with Ozzy Guillen. Nothing was going right. Now he's got his guy where he can dictate what can happen, because it's not like Jim Leland's coming in here, and Jim Leland's already got his self established. He's giving Robin Ventura this avenue. He's giving him this huge chance, and I just wonder, can Robin Ventura step up and say, hey, Kenny, this is the way I want to do things? What have you heard from Robin so far about that?
I mean, he admitted that he really doesn't know what his kind of managing style is going to be. Kenny, on his part, said that, you know, to everyone that was claiming that, you know, he wants a guy that's going to tell him what he wants to hear, that's not why he chose Robin. And, you know, he was pretty much indirectly confirming, you know, everyone's thoughts that Ventura is a yes man, and that, you know, he's going to have some decisions, but I don't know if you're Robin how you would really feel comfortable going to Kenny on maybe, say, a huge personnel decision. Say he wants to bench Rios, and Kenny is like, hey, you have to trot him out there. I mean, is Robin really going to tell him no? I mean, I just feel like it's kind of a puppet move. And I feel like that's kind of been the general reaction. And especially, you know, it's really unknown as to how this is going to pan out, especially with him never even being a bench coach or any kind of coach in the big leagues.
Yeah, and Megan, to touch on that, I mean, when I'm coaching travel baseball and I have to make the decision whether we want to bunt or not, I'm nervous at this age. How is Robin Ventura, with no experience, going to be able to go out there? I mean, I know there's certain situations during the game where even I on the couch can make this call.
But this is tough. I'll disagree with you there, because, I mean, this is a guy that's been in baseball since he was 18 with USA Baseball.
Right.
And that's why I guess I have to give him a chance, Megan, is because he is well-respected.
But not every player just goes and manages baseball, right?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was interesting that Kenny Williams specifically said yesterday that if the pitching situation and specifically Don Cooper weren't in place, Robin never would have been offered, you know, to be manager of the team. So I thought that was really interesting comment that certain things had to be in place for Robin to be considered, you know, the guy. But as to your point, Paul Konerko had a telephone press conference this afternoon, and he was asked about that. And, you know, he made a good point that over the course of the season, every manager will have people question him about a bunt decision or some in-game decision. And so it'll be no different for Robin. And, you know, that's something that people have to expect and kind of understand that's just something that comes with the game. I mean, Ozzie obviously was questioned numerous times. But, you know, even Konerko kind of admitted that, you know, looking at it from a fan perspective, it seems that by hiring Ventura that, you know, they're going to stick with the young guys that were on the team at the end of the year. And I thought that was very interesting for Konerko to say that and admit that, you know, this probably is a sign that they're going to go young.
Yeah,
younger at least.
Yeah, we're chatting with Megan Montemurro from the Northwest Herald. You can read her stuff at nwherald.com. She covers both the White Sox and Cubs. I want to get a hit on the Cubs here in a second, but I mean, this has to point towards this is a rebuilding process, but at the same time, you have those three huge contracts that you're talking about with Alex Rios, Adam Dunn, and Jake Peavy, and then you have other guys that you're wondering where they're going to go because you know those guys aren't going anywhere, but what do you think is going to happen now with Mark Burley, a free agent, and what about Carlos Quinton, a guy that's going to be making some good money? Is he possible trade bait? What do you think is going to happen there?
As for Burley, I believe that this pretty much signals that he's not returning. Sale will have every opportunity to make it in the rotation, and right there you have, you know, it pretty much solidified for you with hopefully Umber, you know, putting up numbers like he did this year, and you have Zach Stewart kind of in your back pocket too, just in case. So I think this pretty much closes the door on any hope that Burley will be returning to the Sox. As for Quinton, I think this is also a sign that, you know, if they're going to try and shop him and deal him. I mean, you're going to have one spot open out in left field already with Pierre gone, with him becoming a free agent, but you have to figure that they're going to open up right field and Vizcaíno there and probably Diaz out in left.
Megan, it appears to me, I'm generalizing, but I think it's safe to say that the majority of White Sox fans were on the side of Ozzie Guillen, not Kenny Williams. This decision's made, and I think White Sox fans were waiting to see the first moves Kenny Williams did, and this is the first big splash. How can they even sell this to White Sox fans as something exciting, something new, as opposed to just a really dumb decision?
Well, Kenny Williams and Jerry Reinsdorf in his statement that he released both pointed to Robin's passion for the team and the city, and Kenny even outlined that was one of the pieces of criteria that he was looking for in his manager, an understanding of the fan base and the microscope that comes down on the organization, as well as, you know, fans' passion for the team. So, of course, both of Kenny, you know, cautioned that that's not why we hired him. We hired him because we thought that he can lead us to another title, not because he's a fan favorite. But clearly, you know, putting a risk in a guy that, you know, he's pretty much beloved by all Sox fans certainly doesn't hurt. But, yeah, I mean, any way you look at it, it's a pretty shocking decision.
How about on the north side, Megan? We're hearing about Theo Epstein. His owner didn't say much today to make you believe that he's going to be returning. He was on Boston Sports Radio today. Didn't sound like he's going to be returning. Of course, the Cubs have asked permission to talk to Theo Epstein. Is that the guy that they are going all, not to use a White Sox term, but all in on to finally try and get him to Chicago and rebuild that franchise?
Yeah, that was pretty much the indicator when Ricketts spoke, when Hendry was officially released. And he pretty much has talked a lot about, you know, following the Red Sox model, and what better way to do that than grab Theo. So, yeah, that's the way that it looks like they've been trying to go. You know, I don't think it's worth it if they have to give up a major prospect in order to get him. If you're going to do that, why not go for, you know, an assistant GM somewhere? I mean, it's not like Theo came out of nowhere. Not every proven GM, you know, started out well. And there's plenty of good assistants that have turned out well as well. So, you know, it's a hard call. I think clearly if they can get him, they're going to go after him. But if you look at his track record, his, I would argue, is almost worse than Jim Hendry's with the contracts, the bad contracts he's dealt the past four or five years. So, I mean, is Ricketts going to open his checkbook up as much as the Red Sox has? And if that's the case, you have to be worried that, you know, there will be more bad signings than just Alfonso Soriano and Carlson Brano, which at the time of both of those deals can be argued that they were needed and good decisions.
Megan Matsumuro joining us now from the Northwest Herald. You can read Megan's stuff at nwherald.com. All right, Megan, I think the Cubs will be easy when I say this, but we have a theme around Connect FM now on the Tay and Jay show. It's called Dare to Dream. So we're looking at next year with the Cubs and the White Sox. What is one thing that you hope both of these teams are able to accomplish going into the season?
Well, I'd say by the end of the season, I hope that they're fighting for a playoff spot, unlike this year. And I think going into it, you know, I think both teams just need to understand what they are, because you hear the words contender, you hear the words rebuilding, toss around for both teams. So I think going into the season, that has to be decided. Are the Sox or the Cubs, are they rebuilding, or are they going to try and, you know, as the Sox motto, all in for this upcoming season? I think that's an answer that both teams need to decide before the start of the season.
And Megan, I said it wrong. I meant in the off season. That's my fault.
Oh, okay.
I know, like, in other words, with the Cubs, with Albert Pujols, obviously that's something they want. What else? What do you think for the Sox? What is the one thing you want to see them do?
I'd like to see them get rid of Rios.
Wow.
Honestly, I think that.
Please.
But the problem is that if you shed that player, you open up another spot on the roster. You don't have to get rid of Quinton. If anything, you're making the team better by getting rid of them. Granted, you have to eat a lot of money, but that's money that potentially could have been spent on another player. So instead of maybe investing that money in Burley, keeping it, having confidence in Sale that he can get the job done, or that you have Stewart that can maybe do it as well, you get rid of Rios. Yes, you have to eat that huge contract, but that means you don't have to get rid of Quinton, who, along with Konerko, you could argue has been their most consistent player the last 2 years. So I think that makes the team a ton better. Then you don't have that controversy you have to deal with. I mean, you're going to have a young manager that's going to have to make a tough decision. Rios clearly wasn't happy at the end of the year having to sit in favor of Diazza, despite him having better numbers than Rios. So honestly, that would solve a lot of their problems. But again, are Kenny and Jerry going to swallow their pride, admit a mistake was made, and, you know, dump them?
Megan,
there's your bold move.
Yeah, exactly. Well,
that is a dare to dream for me. Alex Rios is not on this roster.
Well, Megan, we appreciate it. As always, you always joined us during the season talking about the Cubs and Sox. Appreciate you coming on today to talk about Ventura. Thank you much.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. That is Megan Matsumuro. Again, you can read her stuff at nwherald.com. It is the Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.